ABC Radio Australia.
Across the forests of Vanuatu, an invasive species has taken over, destroying habitats for birds, insects, and animals with origins unknown and nearly impossible to kill. Managing bigleaf is a major challenge, but one tiny village is changing that and earning an income for its people at the same time. Lucy Cooper has this story.
Skip Sir loves his home, Kole Village, in the east of Vanuatu's Santo Island.
The thing that I love most in the forest is the environment there.
But it's under threat. A woody, tropical vine is suffocating forests.
Really destroys many trees and also destroys the forest.
Commonly known as big leaf, it's got big leaves and ropey vines, which locals say forms a kind of blanket that smothers the forest. Its origins are murky and up for debate. Some say it was brought in during World War II. Others say it could be native. According to local lore, the woody vine was brought to the island to camouflage Allied operations. It's the origin story Chief Skip's father had also believed.
It's an interesting one because, in fact, there are two weeds. There's big leaf and there's also mile a minute. They're very different looking. However, they're both extremely fast-growing tropical vines. And big leaf is considered to be the biggest driver of deforestation in Vanuatu because it literally strangles the existing vegetation and invades the forest. It's unbelievably destructive.
That's James Carter, the project manager at the South Pacific World War II Museum in Luganville.
It's believed that one of them was brought to Vanuatu during the war by the Americans to camouflage their ground structures, which makes a lot of sense. But then it depends on your research sources as to which one that was, because there is no proof that the Americans brought either of them to Vanuatu. There's a lot of anecdotal evidence.
Vanuatu's northern island, Santo, was home to the biggest American supply base in the South Pacific in World War II.
We have got photos in our collection from the war where you can see both species growing in different areas. But the problem we have with the photos is all the ones we've got were taken in either 1944 or 1945. So if the Americans brought it with them in 1942, well then, yes, it would have spread and it would be growing everywhere.
Mr. Carter said the theory it was brought in during World War II is accepted across Vanuatu.
I remember when we went looking for a Royal New Zealand Air Force Corsair a few years back and we got to the spot where the local guy said, it's here. And we're going, where? We can't see anything. They said, hang on. And they got out with their bush knives and they cut their way through all the big leaf, dragged it all off, and there was the aircraft. So it was completely covered by the big leaf. It's extremely invasive, unbelievably invasive, and you can see how it's just killing everything.
Big leaf is spelling big problems for the forests of Vanuatu, but back in Kole Village, it's starting to clear. It's all thanks to a project Chief Skip and his clan have started. They cut down big leaf and in its place are planting native fruit trees from their own nursery.
We are not careful, then we'll lose everything, every resource inside our land. So we decided to conserve this forest to protect our resources and to conserve our resources so that the future generation will see maybe the birds,
It builds on his father's legacy, who established the Lauru Conservation Area across 220 hectares. Glorinda Andre is a director at Live and Learn Vanuatu, a non-government organisation. She helped Skip set up a conservation business that generates community income through carbon credits.
Through this program, women have been empowered in managing business finances, children have access to education, youths, especially youth in the communities, have been trained as rangers. Households have been able to purchase the water tanks to improve water security in droughts. And we'd really love to expand these programs in other communities in Vanuatu. It's an integrity program, and it brings a lot of benefits to our people.
Whilst the income is important for the community, for Chief Skip, it's all about providing for the next generation.
Climate change is what is happening now. It's very hot. We have sea level rise and the other things, pollution. And I think very important to stop this climate change. Maybe we have to look after the trees, look after the birds. Then in the future, our children maybe can have enough resources or can see what we are protecting or what we are achieving.
That was Chief Skip, sir, of Kole Village in Vanuatu, Santo Island.